Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The birth of this tiny baby in Bethlehem on this holiest of nights sets into motion a radical shift that will start with the teachings of Jesus, then will be spread by the ministry of the disciples, and soon will change the entire world. But at this moment in salvation history, where heaven and earth meet, we simply see a new family. Mary and Joseph trying to find somewhere to prepare for their child to be born, rejoicing in this birth, both of them having been visited by angels, confirming their role in God's plan. Jesus' eyes opening for the first time and seeing the faces of the two people that God has chosen to be the earthly parents to the Savior. There is no joyful announcement on earth of the birth of the Savior, and in fact, in the coming days, Jesus' life will be in danger. But the angels know what is happening. They are singing for joy because they know that this small baby represents salvation and God's love for creation. They know that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth. They know this is the voice in the darkness that will save the world. All it takes is one voice.